While the real world remains locked down in many places, the virtual world is rushing to fill the void. According to data from Verizon, video gaming was up 115% last month compared to a typical day before COVID. And many companies are introducing new features that go beyond the video game as we know it. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
All right, so it's not a big surprise that video games are having a moment, kind of like streaming shows on TV. People are stuck in the house, but are the games people are playing changing?
Yeah, they are. The games themselves, I think, are changing just in that they're getting more popular and new people are coming into the games to start experimenting with them in interesting ways. One example of that is Animal Crossing. Have you heard of this game?
I have not heard of Animal Crossing.
Okay, so this is a game that Nintendo put out, and they kind of had this magic moment where Nintendo put this game out right around the same time everybody started staying home. And it, you know, was already going to be probably pretty popular, but it's just exploded in popularity, and people are using this game in interesting ways. So this is what they call a life simulation game. So it's sort of like The Sims, if that seems familiar to you at all, where you kind of like go onto this little island and you can customize it and create a character and interact with animals. But also Gary Whitta, who's the screenwriter from Rogue One and also The Walking Dead, actually launched a talk show inside of Animal Crossing called Animal Talking. So being stuck at home is really inspiring some creative uses of the digital environments that video games are offering right now.
Well, and apparently the Detroit Lions announced their 2020 season on Animal Crossing. What does it say to you that people are treating video games like that right now? Can you even call them video games anymore?
Yeah, this is a good question. I mean, I think part of what we're talking about here is communication. So this is one of those kind of magical things the internet has given us. And for my money, it's really different than your average video conference call where you're looking kind of through a portal and into someone else's space and they're looking back through a portal at yours. In online gaming, you and another person can each have an avatar to move around and use a physical space together. It's actually hard to kind of describe that without experiencing it, but you and I, Jeremy, are in two different places a few hundred miles away from each other right now. But imagine if we were having this conversation and casually throwing a frisbee back and forth or on an alien planet. Science fiction has been talking about this idea of sharing a space in the digital world for decades, and video games are finally able to give that experience to users via the internet.
Hmm. Now, the most popular video game right now remains Fortnite, which you've explained to us on the show before, but I want to ask you something about Fortnite's founder, Tim Sweeney, who said back in December that Fortnite is a game right now, but ask me again in 12 months. What does that mean?
Okay, so without dipping back too deeply into Fortnite the game, Fortnite did a concert with the rapper Travis Scott where players could basically show up in this environment and watch a huge, like, skyscraper-sized Travis Scott perform his music. Now, this was a concert. It was like, I think it was like 11 minutes, Jeremy. But 12 million people all logged into this game to watch this performance at the same time. So, Jeremy, you've been to Coachella, right?
Yes.
So this will never be the same thing, right? I get that. But you have Travis Scott in this game kind of like shooting through space, sitting on top of an asteroid. You have him deep in the ocean, swimming around, surrounded by iridescent ocean life. And, you know, what it lacks in the kind of real life experience of going to a real life concert, it makes up for in kind of physics defying fireworks and effects. And just this week, Jeremy, a political strategist suggested that the Democratic Party take this example and project a massive Joe Biden tromping around the Grand Canyon for the national convention. What do you think? Would you watch that convention?
I don't know. That sounds like even more staged than the usual conventions, Ben. But we'll have to see if they do that. Let me just ask you one more thing, because there are probably a lot of people like me who are listening to you describe all this and go, wouldn't it be nice when we can just go outside again and interact in the real world? Do you think that people who are embracing video games right now are going to ditch the Switch, if you will, the first chance they get?
Look, I mean, in an even matchup, real life wins every time, right? Video games are not an acceptable substitute. And I think I'd be remiss not to mention also there's like a growth in video game addiction, right? But in an era of social distancing and isolation, finding ways to have shared experiences and actually sharing spaces, even if you're manipulating an avatar, can be a not terrible substitute for the real thing and, you know, have a good impact on our need for connection. So interesting things are happening and hopefully will continue to do so even after we all leave our house, hopefully very soon.
That is Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Jeremy.